speak about the question of adding personal tefillos into one's, or personal requests into one's tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. In general, on Shabbos and Yontiv, we don't really make additional personal requests. This is discussed in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos Reish Peches. The reason being that Shabbos is a time of menucha and not a time of tzar, and there's a concern. We start asking for all the things that we need, and people have real needs and real tzaras, and that brings that sense of tzar. We want to avoid that, and therefore we generally abstain from adding personal requests on Shabbos as well as Yontiv. What about Rosh Hashanah? On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is a Yontiv, and at the same time, of course, Rosh Hashanah is a day of tefillah, and it's a Yom HaDin, and what better a time to make personal requests and to daven for the things that are important to us. So perhaps there would be two directions, two approaches to suggest that maybe it would be permissible to add personal requests on Rosh Hashanah. Number one, perhaps we can say that Rosh Hashanah is a fundamentally different type of a day than Shabbos and Yontif, because it's a day of tefillah, it's a day of zaakah. So therefore, the Yisr would not apply. In fact, the Mata Ephraim writes that in the Mishaberach on Shabbos, Mishaberach L'cholim, we usually say Shabbos Yimilizok, or we say Yom Tov Umilizok, but on Rosh Hashanah you don't have to say that, because it is a day that's given to Zaka. That could be one approach. Perhaps, alternatively, we could say as follows, that even in Hilchos Shabbos, we say that if it's extreme emergency, if it's a situation of immediate danger, then you can add personal requests on Shabbos. So maybe Rosh Hashanah is always, in a case, a situation of immediate dire need and danger. So then perhaps that could be another direction to say, another approach to say that it would be permissible. Maybe a distinction, a nafka mina, might be, what about when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Should it matter if Rosh Hashanah is simply not a day when there's an iser to make personal requests, but if it's on Shabbos, then it should be a day where it's a problem. But if we say that on Rosh Hashanah we're all by definition in a state of absolute immediate dire need, so then an immediate danger, so then maybe even on Shabbos would be permissible. So it's interesting to note that the Raman in Tovkuf Pei Dalet writes that the practice is to say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah, but only when it falls on a weekday, not when it falls on Shabbos. So that perhaps might point to the fact that in general on Rosh Hashanah it's no problem to add requests and to add bakashos, but on Shabbos it would still be a problem. That apparently Rosh Hashanah itself is a day given to tefillah and given to calling out to Hashem, but when you have that element of Shabbos, so then that does add that extra element of prohibiting extra bakashos. However, it is possible to suggest that simply there are different levels of personal bakasha, depending perhaps on the level of the tzar that might be expected to be added. And it's not necessary, even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, perhaps there's room to add extra bakashas. So that's, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, that's what he writes, that he thinks it's permissible to add bakashas even on Shabbos. And a Sefer Piskei Teshuvos as well, and he claims that Avinu Malkeinu, perhaps, since Avinu Malkeinu is associated with Eis Sara, so maybe that's too much for Shabbos, but otherwise, just regular standard personal bakashos, that would be acceptable. Nonetheless, it's very interesting, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so on the top he writes, you're allowed to add extra bakashos at the end of Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Then in the footnotes, they write that in practice, Shlomo Zalman would advise Talmidim not to add personal bakashos on Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah is a day to focus on the Hamlachas Hashem, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. And therefore, that should be the focus more so than adding personal bakashos. Now, the truth is, in tefillah, and this again speaks to the delicate balance on Rosh Hashanah between the fact that it's a Yom Adin and a Yom Tefillah, and the fact that the theme of the day is Malchus, and celebrating and declaring the Malchus Hashem. So in tefillah, we do have actually a range of themes that come up, some of which are more focused on the day as a day of Malchus, and some of which are more focused on the day as a day of Yom HaDin. So Shlomo Zalman suggested to follow the Seder HaTefillah, that whatever is in the Tefillah, the Tefillah be our guide in terms of determining what we daven for on Rosh Hashanah. But from a pure halachi perspective, it would seem that it would be permissible to add personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah. May our tefillahs be answered.